WGNS, Murfreesboro.
This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's place to talk. Stand by, Rutherford County. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
Good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line from WGNS. This morning we're going to be talking about your health. We're in the South, and so we're going to be looking at obesity. Unfortunately, the South is where we seem to have the corner on that. I'm not sure why. Well, I am sure. We eat too much fried food. Well, it's good to have our two friends with us. From the St. Thomas Health Bariatric Center, visiting with us today, Catherine Shaw, the bariatric coordinator. Good to have you with us, Catherine.
Thank you.
And Dr. Stephen Rich, who is a bariatric surgeon. Good morning to you.
Thank you.
Good to have you both with us today. Everybody wants to call it, I have big bones, or, but we're just overweight. It seems that that's a battle we fight throughout our life. Is there a way you can help? Is it a change in lifestyle? What is it that we need to do?
It's both. It's a change in lifestyle. It's surgery can help us because it reduces the size of our stomach so that we don't have the capacity to overeat like we did before surgery. So it's something that... Over the course of time, we help folks through support groups and education on how to live a healthier way of life versus what we've been thinking that we've been doing, you know.
Now, you hear stories about how people from other countries move to the United States, and they're from countries where people are not obese, but after living here in America for a while, they become obese. So... I guess your stomachs are not stretched out of proportion at first. You stretch them.
Exactly.
Our body conforms to what we put in it,
exactly, because we supersize it. Yeah. You know, you supersize it.
We do.
You know, 50 cents more, supersize it, make you want to come back again. There's drive-thrus on every corner. You know, you can dollar meal it and have, 70 carbs in one meal, which, you're not going to lose weight with that kind of eating habits. So
now, are we putting the wrong food in our bodies also?
Yes. You know, we live off of pasta. We make meals go farther by putting pasta or rice or potatoes, with it. And those are all the things that make us retain the weight and gain weight. And those are the things that we need to stay away from. The white foods, other than cauliflower, the white foods we need to stay away from.
Now, at what point, and Dr. Rich, tell us about this, at what point does a person need to consider seriously having bariatric surgery? I mean, I've always heard go natural, but there's a point in life, I guess, that the decision has to be made. Is it for your health, your ability to live, period, versus losing weight?
I guess the answer to that is yes. It is. It is about our health.
Mm-hmm.
Surgery, and I think most surgeons will tell you, surgery is always the last resort. We try to change our lifestyles, try to do what we need to do in order to eat properly, exercise. If it were, as simple as eat less and exercise more, we would not have an obesity epidemic in our country. But sometimes people get to the end of the road, and it's very common for patients that come to see us to say, I've lost weight, I've felt better as a result of losing weight by whatever diet that they were on, but then nothing has changed other than their diet, and then they go back to their old habits and they gain the weight back. And it's very common for patients to come in and they say, well, I lost 60, 70 pounds, but then I gained it back plus more. And they, and this is a trend. They do this time and time and time again. Surgery, like I say, is a last resort, but it is a viable option, but it is only a tool. People, you know, are sometimes under the misconception that I can get this surgery, I'll lose the weight that I want to lose, and I'll never have to worry about regaining it. That's just not the truth. That's not the case. And so people have to be in a position to where they realize that something has to change. In addition to the surgery, they have to change their lifestyle. The surgery helps with that. The surgeries that we offer limit how much people can put in, but you can hijack yourself and get in enough calories and enough carbs and enough of the wrong things in order to gain that weight back, even with surgery. So that's the reason why we have a comprehensive bariatric center, that surgery is part of the answer, but is not the complete answer.
Now, how long does it take to get your mind and your body both under control, or do you ever really fully do that?
It is really up to the individual. There are some individuals that they realize they have some event that they say, I have to do something. I had a patient in my office yesterday and that I'd operated on 2 weeks before, and she was telling me that she had gotten to the point where she said, I have to do something. What I'm doing is not working. I have to do something, or, I'm not going to be able to have a good quality of life for the rest of the time that she's living on this earth. And so it really is up to the individual to come to that realization. Obesity is a very complex issue. It's we can't separate the mind from the body. If we just ate in order to survive and maintain our nutrition, we wouldn't have an obesity epidemic. But it is a very complex problem, and that's why people have to, by the time they get to surgery, they have to realize that the surgery is in and of itself is not the answer, that they have to come to that realization.
Now, is any of this age-related? I mean, I've battled weight myself all through my life, but it seems harder to control as you get older.
Yeah, it is. Women go through menopause, it becomes harder, your hormone levels change, those kind of things. So it becomes harder to battle the weight. We have probably our largest population of patients are over, the age of 40, 50-ish,
That's
on up.
Old?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
we've had them as young as 18. That's the youngest that we can do surgery on is 18.
Well, more power to them. They got the idea at an early age where they can do something.
That's right. And doing surgery on someone who's 18, like my daughter last September, she only had 18 years to gain those bad habits, where someone in their 50s has 50 years of bad habits to try to overcome the mind battle, of reaching for food for comfort or for, to comfort them for whatever feeling it is that they use the food for. So we love getting those young folks in so that we can retrain them how to live, and then they have more longevity and mm-hmm. quality of life.
Now, Dr. Rich, you mentioned something a moment ago about the importance of the person having to make the decision themselves that it's time to do something. Because you can love somebody to death and tell them all the time, you really need to do something, and they're going to close it out and say, I don't have an obesity problem. I have an eating disorder, or whatever they want to call it. It's not obesity. They haven't taken ownership of it, I guess.
That's right. And, until that individual decides that they want to change, nobody else can change them. It really is like any other addiction or any other treatment for an addiction. Until that person realizes that they need to change what they are doing, because nobody else can do it for them. And I tell folks frequently, I can do your operation and you can lose weight. And frequently patients that in the majority of them that have very good results, they've changed their lives, they've improved their quality of life, they want to thank me. And I say, you did this. I didn't do it. I did the surgery. The surgery is the easy part. And so, you know, as much as we want to, we see loved ones that are going through certain things, but until they decide that they want to make the change and change their lives, because this is a lifelong thing, this is a lifelong choice. Because we can do a surgery, we can put obesity, which is a disease, we can put that disease in remission, but it's always potentially there. And so they have to be committed up front and make that choice themselves.
You mentioned it's always there, and I agree. You know, being a person who is caught by that disease, it's always there to sneak in on you when you least expect it. And it seems like people who have that creeping into their lives, once they've gotten it, once they've controlled it once, and then it starts slipping back, do you have programs where people can come by and get a refresher or a pat on the back or encouragement, something like that?
Yes, we do. We have support groups almost every week. you know, into this, after I took this position, I saw that, you know, there's a lot of people that struggle after surgery, you know, because those old habits, those old mindsets, you know, kind of creep back in, as you just said. So we got a mental health provider to lead our support group so that we learn how to look at food differently. We learn how to live differently. And I tell folks, you know, in seminar and support groups that it's kind of like going to church. Why do folks go to church? Because they want that end result. They want to learn to live a different way of life. And they go every time the doors open. Same thing with bariatric support groups, is you have to learn to live a different way of life so that you have a healthy life, so that you have longevity and can do the things that you want to do. You know, before surgery, my husband and I were both morbidly obese, and our future in retirement was not an option. I mean, it wasn't, you know, it wasn't like you could dream about it. Now we can dream about it. Now we think about hiking and where we want to live when we, you know, end up there. And that is thrilling to have, you know, that option of living. You know, it's wonderful.
I hate to compare this to being addicted on drugs, but
it is.
It sure sounds like you're addicted to food or overeating.
Yes, yes.
It's really a worse situation because, I tell patients, if you're an alcoholic, you might not have a drink for 20 years, but someone that's being honest with themselves, they will tell you, I'm an alcoholic. If you do have a drug addiction or alcohol addiction, you can potentially separate yourself from people that are participating in that activity. You don't have to go to the bars. You don't have to go to the store and buy those beverages. But the cruel reality is we have to eat to maintain our nutrition. And our society really revolves around food. Anybody that's coming, you know, having relatives come in or, you know, say, well, let's go out and have something to eat, or even church functions, you know, dinner on the grounds and potluck, and is always very, very good. But there's our society revolves around food, and we have to eat in order to maintain our nutrition, and we can't completely separate ourselves from that.
If you look around at your family, and I've always thought about this, you see your family is obese also, and then somebody says, well, it's in our family. I mean, it's our genes. And then it hit me one day, maybe I learned from them the bad eating habits, and we've been sharing it with each other. Is that it, or is there ever really an obese problem in the family? Is it hereditary? Could it be?
I certainly, the problem with treating this disease is there are multiple things that go into causing it. If you have a disease where there's only one cause, you take care of that one cause and you've cured the disease. But when you have a disease such as obesity, where there are multiple things that go into it, there is a genetic component to it. There is how we're raised. There's all these different things that go into why we eat. And, you know, sometimes people eat because they're happy. Sometimes people eat because they're sad. Some eat because they're bored. There's multiple things that go into it. And I think that that's why it's important to look at surgery itself as a tool, but it's only one tool that's in our toolbox. And when you touched on, you know, follow-up and that sort of thing, like our support groups, like our follow-ups with our surgeons, those are all equally important tools. And so it's not just the surgery. When people have surgery, then they're automatically committed to us for at least 5 years of coming back to see us every few months. We have a dietitian in our office. If they're struggling with the way they're eating and that sort of thing, if they've sort of gotten off track, then we're there to help them get back on track through the support groups, through seeing the dietitian. Those sort of things are as important as the surgery itself. But to answer your question, there are multiple things that go into it. And I frequently have patients say that their young children started changing their eating habits. And they started looking at, well, how should I eat and what should I eat? And at a very young age, if you have a family that eats the way they eat, that's the way their children's going to eat. And so I don't think that there's a better legacy to leave. And most of my patients will agree with the fact that teaching their children how to eat and how to approach food, it's a legacy that they leave, so they won't have to have the problem. They won't have to seek surgery. They won't have to seek additional treatment for their obesity.
So your family does not have to be overweight.
That's correct. I mean, there's some patients that come in and they say, well, I'm the only one in my family that has an obesity problem. But then by far the majority, you can look at the entire family and there's some type of eating problem within that family, obesity problem within that family.
Okay. I heard something about studies with DNA. That's the end thing nowadays, it seems. Everybody wants, maybe it's something to blame. It's our DNA that's at fault. But do you ever do diets based on what your DNA, what your makeup is?
We're not quite there yet. You know, I'm sure some places are looking at that. But, you know, as we speak, it's more of a behavioral type issue. You know, any other disease, you might have a gene that puts you at, that predisposes you to have that disease. But you don't necessarily have to have that disease if you have the gene. And so, to my knowledge, we're not really at the point to where we can look at the DNA and say, well, it's the DNA, and because it really is more of a behavioral type approach to food and how we approach food and what we do with it.
I guess we keep wanting that magic pill or that magic ability to solve it.
And everybody's looking for the magic bullet. I have patients that they say that are, you know, sometimes people don't want to talk about the surgery they had. And so, you know, they'll start losing weight, and their coworkers and even sometimes family members that don't know that they underwent the surgery, they start looking at them, and everybody wants to know, what are you doing? Because they're looking for that magic bullet. The unfortunate thing is there is no magic bullet. And so until we find it, then there's these other things that we have to do in order to get the disease under control.
Tell you what let's do. Let's pause and check on the traffic and weather. And when we come back, if you have any questions, you can text us, you can call us, whichever you prefer. But there's somebody listening right now who needs to hear what we are talking about today. And if you're not listening, but you know a child, an aunt, an uncle, somebody, call them and say, turn on the radio quickly. There's somebody that can help you. And we'll take those comments and calls in just a moment.
From the tallest tower in the city limits of Murfreesboro to every radio in the land, WGNS AM/FM is everywhere you need us to be.
Hi, this is Amanda from Animal City. I'd like to invite your family to come do business with our family. And here at Animal City, we have a full range of pond supplies and pond experts to make sure that your dream becomes a reality. For those of you looking to stay cool inside and still be entertained, we have all of the supplies necessary to keep a beautiful and tranquil aquarium. This is Amanda from Animal City. Come see us and our pets at Animal City, 919 Northwest Broad Street, Murfreesboro.
I'm Peter Demas, inviting you to eat with our family at Demas's Restaurant, If you're having friends over or needing to get an office get-together, Demas's Restaurant can help. We now have catering menus that can supply pasta bar or grilled chicken, box lunches, a burger bar, and we can do all sorts of things in order to make your evening where you don't have to do all the cooking or cleaning or have to worry about things at the last minute. Let us take care of it for you. This is Peter Demas at Demas's Restaurant at 1115 Northwest Broad Street in Murfreesboro.
Good morning. Still quite a bit of traffic coming, continuing down 24 right now towards Nashville. Traffic's also heavy on 840 over towards Franklin, Williamson County. Busy as you continue using the 41 inbound Murfreesboro Pike. Get the lowest prices on most of your airline tickets. Smart Fare save you 70% off. Call 1-800-915-2544. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Thank you, Chuck. What about that Murfreesboro weather brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro?
A heat advisory will go into effect this afternoon. We'll see a few spotty showers and storms possible late this afternoon, increasing cloud cover and a high in the mid-90s. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Vujcicki on News Radio WGNS. Currently, it's 75.
I'm Steve Smith at First National Bank in Murfreesboro. Our people are different from others. We give the personal service. We're here to answer the telephone. You don't have to go through an operator and get put to New Zealand or somewhere like that.
First National Bank of Murfreesboro's Bazing offers discounts on medicine and doctors.
I saved on my eye doctor's exam and the glasses, too.
We're just personal hometown banking at First National Bank of Murfreesboro, 2230 Mercury Boulevard, member FDIC.
If you have an iPhone or use an Android, we have an app for both. WGNS AM and FM is everywhere you need us to be, on air and on demand.
Welcome back. Our phone number is 615-893-1450. And you can talk or text on that one number, and you're in control. 615-893-1450. Dr. Stephen Rich is with us. He's a bariatric surgeon. And Catherine Shaw, bariatric coordinator with the St. Thomas Rutherford Bariatric Center. Right here in town, they're here to help you this morning. And we have a text question here. A listener says that they are 47 years old and they've been battling the weight issues for all of their life. They think they can do it naturally, or they would like to try it, they say, naturally. Do you have an opportunity to come to you for some counseling and for guidance, or do you have to have the bariatric surgery to be a part of the program?
No, we have a mental health provider in our bariatric center that sees patients. You can come to support groups so that you learn how to eat differently and you learn how to look at food differently. We have lots of food triggers, you know, things that make us want to eat something salty or we reach for sweets or whatever. And so you learn how to overcome that. So, no, we encourage anyone who is struggling to come to our support groups. They're online. If you go to sthealth.com and go to services and then Rutherford and then Bariatric Center Weight Loss, you'll find us there. You can find our support groups listed online and our seminars online where Dr. Rich and Dr. Westmoreland lead our seminars and explain the steps and explain the surgery to the patients. If that's where you need to go, or you come to our support groups and learn how to look at food differently.
Do you know coming in that that's the direction you need to go, or do you have a clue what direction?
Some folks know that they need an option, that they are overweight. I left work one morning and my blood pressure was 180 over 110. And that was my, okay, you got to do something or you're not going to live any longer. Being a nurse, you know that's a bad, those are bad numbers. And so that was my wake-up call. Other folks are looking for options and don't know if they want surgery. And so we help them make that decision whether it's the right thing for them or it's not the right thing for them.
Now, let's see. Dr. Rich, you mentioned that you can have the surgery, but you can still slip and gain the weight back. And that has to be a concern for people.
That is always a concern. I tell patients, if I knew that they were not going to be successful long term, I would not operate on them. It's a cruel reality. There are some people that aren't going to do very well. But by far, the majority have an opportunity to change their lives, improve their quality of life for the rest of their life. But it is always a concern. I wish I could tell patients that I have a surgery for you. You can lose the weight that you want to lose and never have to worry about regaining it. But that's just not reality. And that's the reason why we have a comprehensive bariatric center with dietitians, support groups, follow-ups with the surgeons in order to combat that.
We have a person who has a telephone question instead of texting it, so you'll need to put those headphones on there. And let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
I am wonderful, Bart. I have a question concerning he's not really obese, but he's quite overweight, my husband. Mm-hmm. And I was wondering if you had any problems for people like me, wives, concerned about diet.
You would be more than welcome to come to a support group and learn, like I spoke earlier, how to eat differently, how to prepare meals differently so that you could help him in a gentle way to lose some of that weight.
Well, and me also, I'm also concerned with eating, correctly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're more than welcome to come to our support group.
When are they and where are they?
They're at the hospital in the Seton Building on the fourth floor. We have a classroom there. You don't need to sign up or call ahead. You just show up, sign in, and come sit in. And we give out recipes at our support group so that they're healthy, good for you recipes, not to lead you astray and make you eat more carbs than you need. And then we give you... the mental health provider, Dr. Myers, she, tells us how we look at food differently and teaches us how to approach our meal planning and prep work so that we can lose the weight.
Well, that sounds great for anyone who's interested in eating better and getting on the right track. Is there a cost for this?
No, it is free to anyone.
The price is right.
Yes, you are right. The price is right. And I call a certain number to find out about this.
No, you can go right online to sthealth.com. And then once that website comes up, that's the hospital, you go to services and then bariatric weight loss and then Rutherford and then support groups. And you'll see a list of our support groups and the times. We have I'm glad you called. We have one a month that's at 9 a.m. and the rest of them are at 5 p.m.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Good luck.
You have a blessed day.
You too.
Our phone number is 615-893-1450, 615-893-1450. And something ran through my mind as she was talking about her needs and everything, and that is, how do you know when you're obese? And I've found out, surprisingly, one day, because every time you go into, and hopefully everybody goes to a physician at least once a year for a checkup, but I'm sure that doesn't happen, but it's good to do that. And my physician, every time I go in, the first thing you do, you get on the scale, mm-hmm. which is the last thing I want to do.
And that's the last thing most people want to do.
Exactly.
But you get on there, and then they give you a printout of what it is, along with your BMI. And that number, you look up, because it didn't mean that much to me. And I looked it up on the Internet. What does it mean of the BMI of this? And you can be obese and not realize it sometimes.
No, definitely.
Or at least in our mind, we don't realize it. Or maybe we deny it. Are we in denial?
And that goes to the complexity of the problem.
Yeah.
In order to be able to treat something, you have to be realistic and realize that you have a problem to treat. Because if you never come to that realization, then you're just going to – we see ourselves sometimes differently than we really are. Sometimes we see what we want to see, and we are in denial. By definition, if the BMI is over 30, then that puts you in the obese range. A BMI over 40 puts you in the morbidly obese range. And so, looking at that and being realistic with yourself is the first step in getting help.
So if you have a BMI 30 or more, you're obese.
That's correct.
And you can look, I mean, compared to most people, you can look normal.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody, you're not obese, but your body is. So that's when you need to be concerned.
When you're, you know, between a normal BMI range is between 18 and 25. Between 25.1 and 29.9 is overweight. And then after that, you run into the obese and morbid obese range. And so sometimes people, like I say, they don't see themselves as they really are, and they think, well, you know, I don't fall into that category. But the truth of the matter is, once you reach the obese range, then there are significant health-related issues that can evolve from that.
Our phone number is 615-893-1450. Here's another text message. The person says, I had a gastric bypass 10 years ago. I'm trying to get around 80 pounds off again, and I'm having a hard time jump-starting my loss. I lost 200 pounds, and I don't want to get it back again.
That is the first step, is realizing, hey, I have to do something. We have support groups for those that are over a year out from surgery. They have different struggles than people that haven't had surgery. So that's the reason why our support groups are divided up like that. But I tell my patients, the game is never over. And that's a good thing. But the unfortunate thing is, the game is never over. But since the game is never over, then getting back on the right track means that folks can get to the point to where they want to be. We have dietitians in our office. We have the support groups. All those things can be used as a tool to get back on the right track.
This person is 10 years out, it says, after the bypass. And in those 10 years, they gained back 80 of the 200 pounds. So they know there's a problem and they want to do something about
right.
it.
Mm-hmm. And that's a very important part of it, because there is no if you have the surgery, you know, there are risks that are associated with surgery. Those are very calculated risks and low risks. But if you are subject to any risk, you need to get the full benefit out of it. And the message is, the game is never over. Folks can, even though they have regained some of their weight, they can get back on track, and they can get back to the weight that they want to be.
So
I encourage that person to come to support groups.
That's what I was going to ask you. Is this a candidate for the support group?
Yes.
Perfect.
Definitely.
They know, they've been through it, and they know what you need to do. They just have slid
back into some of the old ways, old habits of eating, which is, you know, very easy to do. You know, it's how we cope a lot of times is with food. But coming to support group, I think, would help them tremendously get back on track, have that additional support of other folks that are struggling with the same thing. We have a what we call a One Plus support group. It's the first Monday of every month, and that's for folks that are more than a year out from surgery. And so that would be the perfect place for her to come, or him, whoever that is, to come to support group.
Okay. Now, is it always people who have had surgery, or are these just people who have tried to keep their weight under control and they've been up and down all their life?
It's a struggle. You know, having surgery is great. It helps you. It gives you that tool to know to stop eating at that point. But it's learning how to put not the bad things in there. You know, mm-hmm. you can have surgery and still eat ice cream and candy and not lose weight or regain your weight. So it's learning how to look at food differently, learn how to look at life differently. You know, you want to live healthy, you want to live longer, feel better, not be hypertensive, not be diabetic. You know, we've got patients who, we had a patient that had surgery and he was on 190 units of insulin a day, and he doesn't take any insulin now. And that's life-changing. We had a patient who was 565 pounds. He's now 232. He lost 333 pounds. is enjoying his life and his little boy, you know, able to play with him, that's life-changing. But the struggle never quits. We still have to continue and strive to remember how we need to eat and remember what we need to do and that we need to walk and we need to move and so that we can continue that lifestyle. And so it's very easy to backslide or to get off track, and that's what the support groups are for. So the One Plus is definitely for those people who have already had surgery and are a year out from surgery. And all the other support groups are still led by the mental health provider to teach us, you know, how to look at food differently, how to live differently. We have one that's geared to those folks that are trying to learn if that's what they want to do, if they want to have surgery or not. And so those questions are answered there.
Here's a listener who says they're 38 years old. They've been battling this since high school, and it was their obesity then that created a lot of people making fun of them, and they really tried to keep their weight under control. They've been relatively successful, but it's been like a yo-yo, up and down. Does that mean that the surgery is good for me? Should I go that route?
That is the most common thing that I have patients tell me. And it's almost, sometimes they tell me that they've lost weight, regained it, lost weight, regained it, this sort of yo-yo type dieting. And it's almost as if they think that they're the only ones that have gone through that. That's a very common thing. There are people out there that can go on a medical weight loss system. They can change their lifestyle. They can change the way they approach food. And they can lose the weight and they can maintain that, but it takes a change in lifestyle. The unfortunate thing is by far the majority of the people out there cannot do that. And surgery is a good tool in order to potentially lose the weight that you want to lose and be able to maintain that long term. And that's what it's all about, maintaining that weight loss long term.
Okay. Here's another listener, and they have said that a few years ago they went through heart surgery, and after that surgery there was a person who came into their room and spoke with them before they were released from the hospital, and that person told them things to eat and things to do from now on out. One of the things was, I love donuts, and they told me that's the worst thing I can eat. And they also suggested that I select the restaurants I go to very carefully because some other ones really put a lot of lard in the food. I guess, do restaurants still use lard? I mean, that's, I guess it makes it taste good.
I'm sure they do. Okay. We're in the South.
And, you know, it really goes to the point to where just about anything that we can do that's, I guess, legal in moderation
okay.
is okay.
Oh, okay.
But we are, you know, we live in the land of plenty, and more is not always better. And, you know, sometimes patients that have even had the surgery and they've had good weight loss, and in follow-up when they come back to see me, they'll say, well, you know, I went to a reception the other day and had half of a piece of cake, and they were really down about that. And I said, well, you know, did you gain all your weight back from eating that? And, you know, they say, well, no, I didn't. But it shows how they have changed the way they look at food. But just about anything that we eat in moderation is okay. But the problem is we have problems eating in moderation.
We have that guilt feeling still? Is that what it is? We're guilty? I mean, we make ourselves feel ill at ease because we're guilty, and so we feel guilty.
That's right. And sometimes, and that's the reason why there's sometimes this, and frequently there's this mind-body disconnect where our mind's telling us, hey, you need to live in the moment and you should eat this. And then as soon as you eat it, you're thinking, why in the world did I eat that? Mm. That was the wrong thing to eat. So it is sort of a guilt type thing that we put on ourselves.
Here's another text question. Does most insurance cover the surgery? And what are the stops that you have to go through before you get to have the surgery itself?
Okay, well, all insurances pretty much pay for it. It's policy driven, so it's specific to the policy. 'Cause employers of, you know, that choose those insurances, they can carve out the bariatric portion if they choose to. So that's part of the seminar. So your first step would be to come to seminar. We find out if you have bariatric coverage or not. I have insurance specialists who look at that over to make sure that you have coverage. And then we look at your insurance, and then those are the steps that you would go through. So the five basic steps is come to seminar, you go see your doctor and get a letter of medical necessity, you get a bariatric psychological evaluation because we want to make sure that you're not going to be unsafe after surgery, you see the nutritionist, you see the surgeon, and we require you to come to three support groups. So those are the basics. Sometimes insurances will require months of supervised weight loss because they want to make sure that you have failed at losing weight before they'll pay for it. So those are the basic steps.
Okay. Our phone number is 615-893-1450. We're going to pause for just a moment. We'll be back and continue the conversation about your good health. Stay with us.
Look up in the sky. There it is. The tallest tower in Murfreesboro. This is WGNS, FM, AM, and worldwide at WGNSradio.com.
This is Ron Hall with Farrah Construction. Well, if you've lived here a short period of time, I would like to ask you to call Farrah Construction, a local family-owned business whose roots are deeply engraved in this town, and would love to be able to help you with any type of insurance restoration that you have or any type of remodeling. We are a full-service general contractor and could do it all.
That's Farrah Construction Company.
As we've said before, if you can dream it, we can turn it into reality. Call Farrah Construction Company.
Technology for your home's heating and air system, the Daikin Fit from Precision Air. It's quiet, takes up less space, and uses less power. Chances are, even if you had a unit installed in the last few years, you can still save money by switching to the Daikin Fit. Precision Air. Online at precisionairtn.com.
I'm Shannon Whitfin Parsons with Whitfin Funeral Chapels and Cremation Service. We are celebrating 125 years in our family-owned business. We have dedicated our lives to serving families in time of need. The funeral business is what we know. We are here for you, Whitfin Funeral Chapels, Murfreesboro and Smyrna, serving you and your family since 1893.
A heat advisory will go into effect this afternoon. We'll see a few spotty showers and storms possible late this afternoon, increasing cloud cover and a high in the mid-90s. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on News Radio WGNS. Currently, it's 75.
This is Jeff Graham with Tire World. I want to invite you to visit our new off-road department at our Memorial Boulevard location, featuring lift kits, leveling kits, light bars, as well as wheel and tire packages. Just come by and ask for Gator for all your off-road needs. That's Tire World on Memorial Boulevard.
Two powerful FM signals, one AM signal, and worldwide on WGNSradio.com. You can listen to us anywhere. We are WGNS Murfreesboro.
Welcome back. We have only about 5 minutes left in the program, so if you have any questions, give us a shout quickly. Don't let the time slip away. This could be a life-changing moment for you. 615-893-1450, 615-893-1450. And if you missed some portions of the show or if you want to listen to some particular subject on it, once again, the program will be in podcast format on our website, WGNSradio.com, after the broadcast. Visiting with us today, Dr. Stephen Rich, who is a bariatric surgeon at St. Thomas Rutherford Hospital here in town, and Catherine Shaw, a bariatric coordinator for the St. Thomas Rutherford Bariatric Center, which has won several awards. I mean, you don't have to go somewhere else to get the best. I mean, it's right here.
Exactly. We just had our reaccreditation June 7th, and we were awarded with great findings. So,
great.
Yes, we're very proud of that.
Changing lives in a positive way, right here. And Dr. Rich, you're right here, too. You don't come in from some other faraway place.
No, we're well ingrained in the community.
Okay.
My kids go to school here, go to church here, work here.
You're part of the community. That's why we encourage you, when we say shop at home, it has a whole lot more meaning than that. You're working with people. If you're going to the center here, the bariatric center, you're learning from people who are here who care about you and who have similar interests because they live in the same community. They know the same temptations. And I'll use that word because some of these foods that are out there are temptations. And you hear about that in these support meetings, I guess.
Yes, sir, you do. We talk about, you know, how when we're bored, when we're sad, when we mourn, you know, we reach for those comfort foods that soothe our minds, and learning how to do something different, you know, go for a walk, listen to the radio, you know, maybe watch, you know, something else, so that you get your mind off of that desire for reaching for that food, you know, the donut that you spoke of earlier, those kind of things, to get away from that and to look at it differently.
Now, you mentioned, Dr. Rich, that anything in moderation is okay. So it's okay to have a donut, just don't have a dozen of them.
You know, if you have a donut once a month, then that's okay.
Okay, okay. Sometimes, so that's really moderation.
You know, and at one of our celebrations that we have every spring, celebrating the weight loss that people have had, and they come back, and one thing that stands out in my mind is one of the gentlemen that has done very, very well. He said he realized that he can eat one piece of pizza, but he used to eat the whole pizza, and so he realizes that he can partake in certain things, but just not to the excess that he was accustomed to.
And you can't use the measuring tool that a restaurant would give you, that this is a medium pizza or this is a small pizza, which might be 8 inches or 10 inches. That's probably too much for one person.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not against the restaurants, but, I mean, they want to make sure that you feel like that you got good value for the cost that you paid. Mm-hmm. But typically, they give us way much more than we really need.
We have about a minute left in our broadcast. In this final minute, would either one of you, are there any thoughts you want to share to give encouragement to somebody who's right there trying to make that decision right now?
Well, I think as an individual, you need to look at sort of what the future holds for you. You know, I think some folks, they have struggled their entire lives, and they really don't know what it is like to feel good because they have not experienced that. It's very common for folks to come back, even after moderate weight loss, after surgery. They remark about how much better they feel and what a different outlook they have on life. And so I guess the one message is this is a good tool, and it can, and then there is hope out there. I mean, you're not resolved to be the way you are for the rest of your life. There are things that you can do in order to improve your quality of life, improve your health, and your overall well-being.
And we can help you.
Very definitely. And before we leave, to make people feel maybe like what they will feel like when they lose this weight, if you ever try to pick up a 50-pound bag of dog food or something, try to think about getting rid of that, or an 80-pound bag, or a 100-pound bag. If you carried that around with you all the time and tried to get it up a step, you'd be tired. So you can drop that bag. Catherine Shaw and Dr. Stephen Rich, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Truman's next, right here.